content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Rufus Allen from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the Arts Access Audio Descriptions, the North Carolina Symphony, the Pinecone Traditional Review, and the Independent Weekly. First, with the Arts Access audio descriptions of performances coming up, a few notices beforehand. Arts Access Incorporated is telling our listeners to get your tickets now for three shows the weekend after next, Distracted, Hello Dolly, and Puss in Boots. As a reminder, Arts Access doesn't have reviews for shows until the week of the show itself. We will provide those when those happen. Another way to find out about what's coming up is to call Arts Access phone line. That telephone number is 919-833-9919. Again, that telephone number for Arts Access is 919-833-9919. 14 DVDs have been released so far this year with audio description, and the latest of which is Little Fockers. The complete list can be found online at www.acb.org/ADP. The schedule of upcoming audio described events are as follows. And there's a caution. Shows are selling out. Reserve your seat well in advance, please. On Friday, May 13th at 8 p.m., Distracted will be presented by the Raleigh Ensemble Players. On Saturday, May 14th at 2 p.m., Hello Dolly at the North Carolina Theater. On Saturday, May 14th at 3 p.m., Puss in Boots by the Cary Players. And on Sunday, May 22nd at 2 p.m., Midsummer Night's Dream presented by the Carolina Ballet. Again, for information about obtaining tickets through Arts Access, their number is 919-833-9919. That number again is 919-833-9919. There are several notices from upcoming events from the North Carolina Symphony. First, the North Carolina Symphony's anniversary performance of Mahler's Ninth headlines Final Composer Portraits Concert, a Grant Llewellyn Masterclass for Mahler's Masterpiece, May 12th through 14th. North Carolina Symphony Music Director Grant Llewellyn offers North Carolina audiences an exclusive guided tour through one of the monumental achievements in all music, Gustav Mahler's Ninth Symphony, as the orchestra concludes the 2010-2011 Duke Medicine Classical Series with composers, portraits, Mahler. The concerts begin in Memorial Hall on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on Thursday, May 12th. Weekend performances follow at Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, May 13th through 14th. All three concerts begin at 8 p.m. There is probably no other single composer for symphony orchestras who has so stretched the medium, and ever more so than in the Ninth Symphony, says Llewellyn. We picked Mahler for our composer portrait because there couldn't be a closer relationship with a piece and a composer in his last days. The Ninth Symphony was his farewell to the world. The program, the fourth and final entry in the symphony's celebrated composer portrait series, commemorates almost to the day the 100th year since the great composer's death. Llewellyn opens the performance with a personal on-stage exploration of Mahler's style and impact as a visionary composer before the orchestra performs the complete show-stopping Ninth. Written between 1908 and 1910, the Ninth Symphony is one of the most fabled pieces in the canon, as much of the circumstances surrounding its composition as the vivid poignancy of its music. The superstitious Mahler was always wary of composing a Ninth Symphony, feeling it signaled the end of a composer's life. Beethoven, Schubert, Bruckner, and Dvorak had all died before beginning a Tenth Symphony. Mahler himself was coping with the triple misfortune of his forced resignation from the Vienna Opera, the death of his beloved daughter Maria, and the diagnosis of a terminal heart condition, all in 1907. These circumstances inspired him to put on paper one of the greatest and most captivating realizations of emotion in any art form. The music of the Ninth Symphony grew to be a tragically moving and noble epitome of the farewell feeling, wrote Mahler's protege, Bruno Walter. A unique soaring between farewell sadness and a vision of heavenly light, it lifts the symphony into an atmosphere of celestial bliss. Years later, the American conductor Leonard Bernstein added that the Ninth is the very closest we have ever come in any work of art to experience the very act of dying, of giving it all up, but in letting go, we have gained everything. Some details about the portraits, the composer portrait series. Grant Llewellyn first offers an even more intimate analysis of the composer, as well as an inside look at how a conductor prepares for so daunting a challenge with the talk, A Portrait of Gustav Mahler, The Man, The Music, The Ninth, held at Quail Ridge Books and Music, 3522 Wade Avenue in Raleigh, on Wednesday, May 11th at 7:30 p.m. The talk is free and open to the public. A pre-concert discussion will also be held with Dr. Letitia Glauser at UNC Chapel Hill's Jared Hall on Thursday, May 12th at 7:10 p.m. and with Dr. Tom Koch in the lobby of Bimondi Concert Hall on Friday, May 13th at 7 o'clock p.m. Audience members can also meet the creative minds behind the concert at Meet the Audience, sponsored by WUNC's Catherine Brand, in the lobby of Bimondi Concert Hall on Saturday, May 14th at 6:30 p.m. Regular tickets to the Duke Medicine Classical Series Raleigh performances of Composer Portraits Mahler on Friday and Saturday, May 13th, 14th, range from $30 to $60, with $30 tickets for seniors and $10 tickets for students. Bimondi Concert Hall is located in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, 2 East South Street in Raleigh. Regular tickets to the Duke Medicine Classical Series Chapel Hill performance on Thursday, May 12th, range from $30 to $45, with $30 tickets for seniors and $10 tickets for students. Memorial Hall is located on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on East Cameron Drive. For tickets, program notes, podcasts, or just to get to know your symphony musicians, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org. Call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750. That number again, 919-733-2750. Or toll free, 877-627-6724. The toll free number again is 877-627-6724. The state of North Carolina has issued your symphony an $8 million challenge. And you can learn more about that at ncsymphony.org/challenge. Another event occurring at the Symphony will be the North Carolina Symphony presents Rock Orchestra Spectacle, The Music of Queen, on July 14th. Tickets go on sale May 2nd. This summer, the North Carolina Symphony joins forces with conductor-arranger Brent Havens, vocalist Brody Dolyanuk, and a full rock band to break down the boundaries between classical rock and classical music with The Music of Queen. The one-night-only symphonic rock spectacle takes place at Bimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Thursday, July 14th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets go on sale Monday, May 2nd at 10 o'clock a.m. at www.ncsymphony.org or by calling North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750. Again, that number is 919-733-2750 or toll free 877-627-6724. Again, that number is 877-627-6724. Tickets can also be purchased at Ticketmaster.com, 1-800-745-3000. Again, the number is 1-800-745-3000. Presented by Windborne Music, The Music of Queen features Berkeley-trained arranger-conductor Brent Havens, leading your North Carolina Symphony in show-stopping Queen classics like Bohemian Rhapsody, We Are the Champions, and Another One Bites the Dust, along with all of the essential rarities. Third notice from the North Carolina Symphony. North Carolina Symphony Young All-Stars present Mozart, Poulenc, and Haydn May 15th. After conducting countless education concerts across North Carolina, Grant Llewellyn is used to taking the podium in front of eager young students. This month, those students will also be holding the instruments. The North Carolina Symphony's Young All-Stars present their spring concert at Edenton Street United Methodist Church in Raleigh on Saturday, May 15th at 2 o'clock p.m. Conducted by Llewellyn, the North Carolina Symphony's celebrated music director, the program features two legends of classical music with Mozart's Serenade No. 12 and a commanding finale in Haydn's London Symphony. In between, Edenton Street organist Joshua Dumbleton shows off off one of the church's crowning features, a Le Tourneau Opus No. 112 organ that, with over 5,000 pipes, is the largest pipe organ in eastern North Carolina. He joins the orchestra for Poulenc's Organ Concerto in G minor. Selected by audition, the 38 middle and high school age musicians that make up the All-Stars are from throughout the Triangle and as far away as Fayetteville. The group, now concluding its second year, meets for just a week of rehearsals before each performance. Guided by Llewellyn, in partnership with the Triangle's Philharmonic Association and its music director, Hugh Partridge, the Young All-Stars hold two public performances each year. Tickets for the Young All-Stars Spring Concert on Sunday, May 15th, are $10, available online at ncsymphony.org and at the door. Edenton Street United Methodist Church is located at 228 West Edenton Street in downtown Raleigh. Finally, a fourth from the North Carolina Symphony, Chamber Music the Way It Was Meant to Be Heard, North Carolina Symphony's Pub Series concludes with dinner at Boo Koo, May 16th. Couple offers taste of cutting-edge music with works by Reich, Arvo Pärt, and Joel Hoffman. Two musicians with a unique sampling of 20th century music in the intimate setting of downtown Raleigh hotspot Boo Koo, Monday, May 16th, in the final concert in the North Carolina Symphony's 2010-2011 Pub Series. Symphony violinist Karen Strittmatter Galvin takes the stage with her husband, percussionist Sean Galvin, for program from the cutting edge of composition. Dinner service at Boo Koo begins at 6 p.m., with a concert starting at 8 p.m. Sean opens the concert by performing both parts of Nagoya Marimba's A Duet by pioneering American composer Steve Reich. The second part will play via the computer, he explains, and I will play the other part live. He then aims to create a backdrop with interesting sound for Karen to interact with on Arvo Pärt's evocative Fratres. Originally written for violin and piano, but adapted by the composer for multiple unlikely pairings. Karen is featured on solo violin in that piece before joining with Sean for the concert's closer, Joel Hoffman's Three Oranges. Premiered in 2006, the duet, subtitled A Concise Work in Three Movements for Violin and Marimba, nicely rounds out the evening's theme. An all-inclusive ticket price of $60 covers both dinner and the performance. Pub Series events frequently sell out. Audience members are encouraged to purchase tickets now. Boo Koo is located in downtown Raleigh at 110 East Davy Street. For more information, visit NorthCarolinaSymphony.org/pub. And again, for tickets, program notes, and podcasts, or just to get to know your symphony musicians, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at ncsymphony.org. Call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free 877-627-6724. Again, those two numbers, 919-733-2750 and toll-free 877-627-6724. Moving to the Pinecone Traditional Review, there are a couple events coming up. On Sprout Wings and Fly, Mother's Day, Sunday, May 8th at 3 p.m., part of the Music of the Carolina series in Daniels Auditorium, North Carolina Museum of History, 5 East Edenton Street in Raleigh, free and open to the public. The event features Tommy Jarrell, an influential musician whose style incorporated expressive syncopation and sliding ornamentation. Although he made his living from road construction, operating a motor grader for the North Carolina Highway Department until his retirement in 1966, his technique and timbre continue to influence modern-day practitioners of Appalachian old-time music, particularly the Round Peak style of the clawhammer banjo. He got his first fiddle with $10 he received from his grandpa. That fiddle is now in the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. Gerald was recognized by the National Endowment for the Arts in 1982 when they awarded him a National Heritage Fellowship. In his later years, Gerald lived in the small, unincorporated community of Toast, North Carolina. His life is documented by two films by Les Blank, of which Sprout Wings and Fly is the first. This touching tribute to Appalachian culture profiles Gerald, who is originally from Mount Airy, North Carolina. His unpretentious folk wisdom is interlaced with family scenes and reminiscences, plus plenty of old-time music. Musician Alice Gerard and Appalachian State English professor C.C. Conway will introduce the film. The music of the Carolina series showcases some of today's best homegrown North Carolina traditional artists, as well as the musical traditions of various cultures that call our state home today. Join Pinecone and the Museum of History every month through June to discover and celebrate North Carolina's rich musical heritage. All music of the Carolinas concerts begin at 3 p.m. in the North Carolina Museum of History's Daniels Auditorium. They are free and open to the public, and program notes are provided. Large print program notes are also available at the concerts. Invite your friends and families to join you. We look forward to seeing you there. In June, the 2010-2011 series will wrap up with a flourish. Flamenco Comes Alive, Carlotta Santana will demonstrate and explain some of the secrets behind the art of flamenco, as well as its history and cultural significance. Save the date for the final program for this year's Music of the Carolinas performance. The Pinecone also features Pinecone and the Town of Cary present North Carolina Songwriters Co-op Showcase featuring Nixon, Blevins and Gage, Tubby Ridge, Ace and T-Bone, Saturday, May 14th at 3 p.m., part of the Pinecone Summer Series at Sertoma, Sertoma Amphitheater, Bond Park, 801 High House Road, Cary. The rain site is the Kiwanis Shelter at Bond Park, 801 High House Road, in Cary. The event is free and open to the public. As a description, they provide that songwriting is almost as old as language itself, and songwriting is a vital component of traditional and folk music. While instrumental music speaks its own language, lyrics allow the audience to sing along and to relate to words and stories being shared. So for Pinecone to partner with the North Carolina Songwriters Co-op seemed like a natural connection, and it is our pleasure to present three groups as part of a songwriter showcase to highlight the importance of songwriting in traditional music. We hope you will join us for this special concert as we kick off our third season with the Town of Cary. The three groups they have, the first is Tubby Ridge. The band members have played at festivals throughout the United States and the United Kingdom, as well as on Prairie Home Companion, Mountain Stage, NPR's Fresh Air, and at the Smithsonian. The band's original song, She Spins, was selected for inclusion on the Belfast, Ireland-based Celtic Roots radio playlist, and band member Vasali is a past Wayne Henderson Guitar Contest winner. Ridge's lyrics have also been published in American Songwriter magazine. The group Ace and T-Bone recently earned second place in the 2010 North Carolina Songwriting Finals. This duo plays original acoustic blues, jazz, and folk with lots of energy, harmonies, and fun. With a distinct focus on originals, their style is unique with influences from the roots and jazz traditions, and they are working on a third CD release. The final group at the Songwriters Co-op's showcase is Nixon, Blevins, and Gage. They are an acoustic trio loosely based in bluegrass. This group is no stranger to Pinecone, as Larry Nixon is the longtime co-host of the Pinecone Bluegrass Radio Show. Joining Nixon in this trio are Stephen Gage and David Blevins. The trio combines folk, traditional, religious, and country music with selections ranging from modern songs adopted to their style to true-to-form preservations of old songs. They are some of the latest pioneers to emerge from the acoustic trio tradition as originated by Doc Watson and continued by such groups as the Kruger Brothers and Blue Country. They have released four CDs, which have been critically acclaimed in Bluegrass Unlimited's magazine, and ever release national airplay. Again, the concert, the North Carolina Songwriters Co-op Showcase, on Saturday, May 14th, 3 p.m. at the Sertoma Amphitheater, Bond Park, 801 High House Road in Cary. The concert is free and open to the public, so please bring your family, friends, and snacks, and we look forward to seeing you there. Finally, from the Pine Cone, there are a couple events coming up this week to note. On Friday, May 6th, Phil Wiggins and Corey Harris play with the North Carolina Symphony in Mimondi Concert Hall in Raleigh. That telephone number, 919-733-2750. Again, the North Carolina Symphony, 733-2750. Melton and the Wicked Mojos, Fridays on the Front Porch. They will play at the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. The number there is 1-800-962-8519. Again, that telephone number is 1-800-962-8519. On Saturday, May 7th, Swift Creek will play at the Chatham Street Stage at the Apex Peak Fest in Apex, North Carolina. The Clear Run Band will play at the Barbecue Lodge in Raleigh, North Carolina, and that number is 872-4755. Again, the number for the Barbecue Lodge, 919-872-4755. Also on Saturday, May 7th, the Haw River Festival will take place at the River Mill Village in Saxbahaw, North Carolina. There's a website listed, hawriver.org. And finally, on Wednesday, May 11th, from the Pinecone calendar, City Folks will play at Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. The telephone number is 919-833-8898. Again, that telephone number is 919-833-8898. Moving away from the Pine Cone, there are a few events of note in the independent calendar. First, getting outside, there is a National Public Gardens Day on Saturday, May 7th at 10 p.m. It's a free hour-long tour of the garden at the North Carolina Botanical Garden. It is Old Mason Farm Road near 15501 Bypass in Chapel Hill. That telephone number is 962-0522. Again, that telephone number is 962-0522. Events, if you have kids and teens, the History Corner, Hard at Work. On Wednesday, May 4th at 4:15 p.m., ages 5 through 10, learn about young laborers in North Carolina history and about kids who work today. You can RSVP. The telephone number is 856-7223. Again, that number is 856-6723 at the Cameron Village Regional Library at 1930 Clark Avenue in Raleigh. And that number is 856-6710. The number for the library is 856-6710. Second, we have Saturday Morning Story Time on Saturday, May 7th from 10 to 10:30 a.m. Author Luli Gray reads and signs her new picture book, Ant and Grasshopper, at Flyleaf Books, located at 752 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill, the number 942-7373. Again, that number is 942-7373. There are some comedy performances coming up in the area. Carolina's Funniest Comic 2011, Saturday, May 7th at 9:30 p.m., second round, $10, DSI Comedy Theater, 200 North Greensboro Street, Suite B11, Carr Mill Mall in Carrboro. That number is 338-8150. Again, that number is 338-8150. Howis Bell will perform on Friday, May 6th at 9 p.m., $10, at TJ's Nightlife, 4801 Lee Drive in Raleigh. That number is 713-1300. Again, the number is 713-1300. And finally, under comedy, Michael McClay will perform on Friday, May 6th at 7:30 p.m. at The Cave, 452.5 West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. That number is 968-9308. And the number is 968-9308. Moving to lectures, a few lectures coming up. Enhancing Food with Herbs, Thursday, May 5th at 7 p.m. with Chef Lucindy Willis of Yancey House Restaurant, $25, 460-4963. That's 460-4963. Mayberry Modernism, North Carolina's Modernist Legacy. On Wednesday, May 11th from 7 to 9, with Triangle Modernist Houses founder George Smart. The event is free, and the number is 870-4000. Again, the number 870-4000. It will be held at the North Regional Library at 7009 Harts Mill Road in Raleigh. Periodic Tables, another lecture, will occur on Tuesday, May 10th at 7 p.m., monthly gathering for a plain English discussion on the latest in the scientific community. For information, you can email bradh@ncmls.org, and it will take place at the Broad Street Cafe, 1116 Broad Street in Durham. The number for the Broad Street Cafe is 416-9707. It's 416-9717. There's also another lecture, The Teachings of Abraham Hicks, Ask and It Is Given, on Sunday, May 8th, from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., with the Reverend Denise Schubert. The event is free, and it will be held at the Triangle Center for Spiritual Living, 4900 Waters Edge Drive, number 190 in Raleigh. That number is 859-2249. Some museum happenings. The North Carolina Museum of History, on Sunday, May 8th from 3 to 4, Sprout Wings and Fly, a documentary film about Mount Airy musician Tommy Jarrell. It is free. Wednesday, May 11th from 12:10 to 1 p.m., History a la Carte, Cocktails and Cultural Contact with Chuck McShane, winner of the 2011 Student Essay Contest. Both of those will happen at the North Carolina Museum of History, 5 East Edenton Street in Raleigh. The number there is 807-7943. Again, that number is 807-7943. Some special events. The National Day of Prayer Gathering will take place on Thursday, May 5th from noon to 12:50 p.m. Free catered lunch follows service. Parking $2. The number is 251-6187. Again, the number is 251-6187. Will take place at Duke West Campus, Duke Chapel in Durham. To close, there are a couple fundraisers. There's a mother and a benefit, a Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 8th at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Rose Garden. Proceeds benefit the community theater's year-round education and performance programs, buffet, portrait photo, live music, carriage rides, gifts for mom. $35 for adults, $12 ages 4 through 12. Held at the Raleigh Little Theater, 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh, 821-4579. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Rufus Allen, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time.